You are listening to the Wisdom with Trish podcast. This is episode 71, Awakening. Welcome to Wisdom with Trish. I'm Trish, I'm your host. I'm a mom to 6 kids. I've been married to my sweetheart for 28 years. And I'm a life coach. But most of all, and why we're all here, is I spent 30 years chronic dieting. Yep, most of my life I've spent trying to be in a smaller body. And this podcast is about my journey to turning to God and trusting Him to not diet anymore. I found a path of health and a path of loving the space I take up in the world. And I'm here now to help other women do the same. So I'm so glad you're going to join me on the journey. All right, here we go. Hey, 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 friends. How is everybody out there? I never know what time you're listening to the podcast. Like, do you listen to me on your walk? Do you listen to me in the car? I don't know. I never know. So I just hope whatever part of the day you listen in, I hope that you're having an amazing day today. I'm doing great. I'm home. We had spent almost 3 weeks in Utah and Idaho on our family vacation. And okay, on our family trip, let's be really clear. When I go on a vacation with just me and my husband, that is a vacation. When I go with my family, that's a trip. So we went on a trip. And it was great. We had time up at our family cabin. We had so much happen. It was so good. My nephew's wedding was amazing, but man, we had crazy stuff like a bear and encounter and strep throat, and my son-in-law got injured, and record-breaking heat with no air conditioning and cold sores. Like, I just really needed to come home. And so my husband had already come home, and we had driven out there, and he drove us out. But he had to come home because the restaurant needed him. And so it was my responsibility to get the family home. And normally, I've done that before. So in the past, I would stop it at a hotel. But this time, I was such a mess. I just told Heavenly Father, said a prayer. Heavenly Father, you've got to get me. We've got to do this in one day. I just need to get home. So I put my kids in the car at 3 a.m. and we drove until 10 p.m. that night, and God totally helped me. I never felt sleepy, which I don't know about any of you guys, but if I drive more than 20 minutes, my eyelids are so heavy, I can easily sleep in the car. So it's a miracle He helped me not do that. And then we got home at 10 o'clock that night, and I got to sleep in my own bed, and I even had so much adrenaline going. I think that's what He gave me. He gave me lots of adrenaline so I could stay awake. And I had to say in a little prayer and say, okay, I'm home. You can let me sleep now. And then I fell asleep. But super blessed to get home and so happy. When I was in the middle of that drive, I would just have to think about my own bed. And then I knew I was going to be able to finish the drive. We were not stopping at a hotel. So, of course, we would have if I needed it. But God really helped me. But so, yes, we're home and it's wonderful. And I'm excited to be chatting with all of you today. So today, I want to chat about eating meat. We've talked about this on the podcast in the past, but it came to me, I had a thought that I wanted to do a podcast about kind of the transformation that took place with inside me as I chose to not eat meat, because I've watched myself kind of change. For me, it's going to be 3 years. This coming, like August 1st is basically when I started my plant-based journey 3 years ago. So that anniversary is coming up, and I've had a lot of time to kind of contemplate and think about that, this 3-year journey for me. And something that has come to mind, this might have been all of my thoughts while I was driving, by the way, but I really started thinking about where I started when I stopped eating meat, and my thoughts and my feelings about that, and where I'm at today, And it's just been this beautiful journey that I want to share with you. And I don't think there's anything special about my plant-based journey in the sense of, I think it's special that God gave me answers and that, like, that I don't take any of that for granted. That feels special to me, but I think God answers prayers across the board for all of you. And I think that when you start eating plants, there's kind of a transformation that takes place. And I'm not talking about the size of your body transformation. I'm talking about there's a transformation on your heart that takes place. And I want to talk about that today and what that looked like for me. And I think it will give you opportunity to reflect on your own. And I don't know if you're one day into your plant-based journey or 10 years, but I think that we just need to take pause and celebrate a little bit just the beauty of, A, that we have this knowledge, that we actually know what health, what creates health. Because that's such a miss, or a, what's the word? That's something that's, you know, so the nutrition world's so noisy, so it's hard to have clarity about that, right? So that's such a beautiful thing. And then to also have the blessings that, so we have awareness and then we get the blessings of that, of living God's health code. It's just so beautiful. So when I think 3 years ago, I think about, so remember I had been dieting crazy for 8 years to maintain a weight. And then I just told God I was done. And then I felt like he eventually pointed me to plant-based nutrition. And if I'm going to be completely honest, when he pointed me to that, I'm like, oh, that's the diet. Let's go. I'm good at diets. Give me the rules. I'm ready to go. And meat was one of the rules, right? So I was super happy to conform and do the rules. Tell me what the rules are. And what's so fascinating and beautiful is what started out as a rule for me has just become something that is part of my testimony. And I would think that that's probably the case for you too. Now, if you're listening to the podcast today and you have not made the decision yet to not eat meat, I just want you to approach this podcast today. I don't want you to click end and be like, I don't want to listen to this. I like to listen to Trish because she talks about loving your body and I need to work with that, you know, so, because I feel like you tend to come to my podcast in two directions. Either you're a plant-based eater and you come here and then I kind of open your eyes to diet culture, or you're aware of diet culture and you know that I teach how to kind of exit diet culture. And then I'm like, oh, and it also matters what we eat. And look over here at this whole food, plant-based nutrition and God's health code. So you tend to come to me one of those avenues. So if you're coming to me wanting to accept your body and you haven't really started wanting to start on, well, if we are going to take care of our body, what does it look like? And if you're not ready to do whole plant foods as your choice of how you're going to take care of your body, I just want you to still listen today and choose to have an open mind. And maybe you'll hear something that touches you that makes you think of eating meat in a way that you have not before. And that's not, because I'm not telling you should or you shouldn't. That's such a private decision you make with God. But maybe you'll hear something that you've not heard before that makes you want to think about that even more. And if you're here and you're a plant-based eater, you're going to just love this podcast today because it's just going to reinforce all of the things that you already know. And it will make you contemplate on your own journey and it will feel really good because you'll be like, oh yes, I'm doing the right thing. So we like those kinds of podcasts too, right? When it just helps us solidify what we already know and to that feels really good to us. So when I started plant-based eating, it was really like checking boxes and not eating meat and not eating dairy products was the boxes that were I needed to check. And so done, I got that. And then a shift started happening and I want to share some of that shift. Before I stopped eating animals, the Lord had been pinging me for a little while. Like I was eating keto, so that meant I was eating like 8 pieces of bacon for breakfast. And I remember staring at the bacon and thinking, this just doesn't line up with the word of wisdom. But it also felt like, but I don't gain weight when I eat this way. So it must be what's best for me. So and I would eat my bacon. So I would I'd be in the grocery store buying all the meat because I would wait for a good deal and then I would stock up and I have an outside freezer that was full of meat. And I remember buying all the meat and me wondering, thinking to myself, is this sparingly? So I'd had some pings before I actually decided to go plant-based. But what you have to know is I always rationalize those pings when I would have them. Like you heard me say, well, I don't gain weight, so this must be the right thing for me. And then I would, when I had all that food in my grocery cart, I would think, is this sparingly? And then I would think, there's a family in our congregation, our ward at church, and she was the mom of this family was always really proud of how much meat their family ate. So like, I'm over here making like a half a pound of hamburger, and literally I had got to the point where we only ate turkey. So I had half a pound of ground turkey, and I would put in lots of onion and lots of peppers, and then that would be how I would feed my family of eight for tacos. And then I would use two chicken breasts when we would make a chicken dish, and that would be for all of us. So I just felt so good about, I felt like, well, that's sparingly, right? Because I'm trying to consume less, especially less than this family over here, who she's telling me she's making like 3 pounds of hamburger for dinner for her family that has less than my family has. They only have 6 people in their family. And then they're eating like 3 pounds of bacon for breakfast. So I'm like, well, and this is when I had, before I was doing keto. So I wasn't eating all the bacon for breakfast when I'm having the thoughts about that, if that makes sense. So, but I would think, well, we're not eating as much as their family, so it must be fine, right? Like, we got the sparingly thing down. But if, in hindsight, did we ever go have a meal without any animal products? No, there was always animal products on our plate. I didn't know how to cook a meal without animal products. So, of course. And so, you know, I had some work to do on sparingly, but I'd had pings, little ping, you know, to me from God about thoughts about it. And I would kind of rationalize my way through it. And I didn't see it as rationalizing. Then I just remember thinking through it and thinking, oh, no, we're good. So then we decide to be plant-based. And for me, it's really just checking boxes. And I'm good at starting a new diet, figuring it out, going on YouTube, learning recipes. Like, I'm like, challenge on. And I remember the day that a shift started to happen. But before I tell you about the shift, I want to tell you, you all know that I would listen to YouTube videos because YouTube is what taught me how to eat plant-based. And I would basically watch something plant-based centered every day. And I usually was one of the plant-based doctors giving a talk, a lecture about their plant-based eating, and I would listen to it. And when they would talk in their lectures, a lot of times they would bring in animal advocacy to their talk, and it would annoy me. I'd be like, why do you have to talk about that? Because I just didn't see why that was even important. Like, I just thought, oh, and they're acting like this saves the world, whatever. Like, it just seems so almost silly to me that they would be talking about being, you know, not wanting to eat animals and having it be kind of advocating for them. That just seemed kind of ridiculous to me. And I'm like, your doctors just stick to that. It felt very almost like a liberal thing to me. And I don't know if it's any shock to any of you, but I'm a conservative. And so that felt very like it felt like a liberal message, which is so funny to me because that's one of the best parts of eating plant-based to me now, is I think it really does help the world. But at the time, it was just kind of annoying to me. And I would sometimes even fast forward that part if they were going into all the animal stuff. And so you have to see how, like, just where I was at. So here I am, I'm eating plants, and at the time, we have a little dog Toby. And if you watch my Instagram stories, you see that Toby is our cute 10-pound little miniature schnauzer. And he's just cute. And he's a handful in the sense of he, you know, does doggy things. But for the most part, we all just love him. And I didn't grow up with animals, so it's kind of shocking to me that I have one. But we had Toby just for a couple years before I went plant-based. And I remember, and you have to know that it was a big deal for us to even get a dog because I didn't grow up with animals. So I didn't have any love of animals happening inside me. Like my mom grew up on a farm. She wasn't really interested. She's like, I have 7 kids. I don't want to have anything, have any other pets to take care of. She would kind of joke and say, I have 7 pets already. And then we would go to my grandpa's farm and there were cows and they were stinky and we could smell the manure pit. And my grandpa would have horses, but it wasn't even very fun to like ride them because a lot of times they would buck us. So like, I just didn't really love animals. So you have to know that. And then I became a mom and my oldest 3 kids, I started noticing anytime we'd go to someone's house that had a dog, they would just freak out. They're just freaking out. Like they just couldn't even be in the same space with a dog because they'd never been around an animal before. And so as a decision as a mom, I just decided, you know what, I need my kids to not be crazy about around animals so we can actually go to friends' homes that have pets. And so I made a decision to get a dog and we eventually had Toby. And we all love Toby and I learned to be a dog mom. And now that's one of my greatest joys is walking him every day. But so one day I'm sitting and I just have a thought as I'm looking at Toby. And I think, why don't we eat you? Like if we, you know, why, you're an animal, why don't we eat you? And I kind of posed that question to my kids and they were like, Mom, that's so awful. Why would you say that? And they got all upset. And I'm like, I'm just throwing that out there. Why is it that some animals get compassion and love and grace for being an animal, and then other animals don't receive any and are considered food for us? It's just interesting to me that that's how we view that. Like that bear that came and approached our cabin and our kids, who absolutely could have harmed my children. Like, it wouldn't even have been the right thing for me to do to shoot that bear if I had a gun. I don't, but if I would have. The right thing would be to call the forest ranger. The forest ranger wants to remove the bear and move it back out of the way, out of away from people. You know what I mean? Like they care about the life of that bear, but we don't care about the life of this cow over here. So that is just very, very fascinating to me as I'm starting to think about that. Like we very much care about endangered species and we do things to protect them. But then like, and it would be so foul for us to like eat my dog Toby, but we just don't think anything of it when we eat cows and chickens and pigs, who also have lives, right? Who, when they have children, they have mother instincts, all of that. They have all of that. Just like my little Toby. It's fascinating to watch him because he loves our family. And I have kids who have left home now and have been gone for years. And it's fascinating that when they come home, he still knows them and he loves them. Normally, if you come to my house and my dog doesn't know you, he jumps at you and he barks at you. But if he knows you, he doesn't bark. He just jumps and is excited to see you. And so he has relationships. And that's the same way with all animals. All animals have relationships within, you know, within their living existence, right? But if for some reason, some animals just, it doesn't matter. We don't care. And so, of course, my kids were so bothered that I'm like, well, why don't we eat Toby if we're just going to eat animals? It just really made them upset. But I was just, this is when I was just trying to explain to them, like, why we're not going to eat animals. But me starting out not eating animals was never because of my love for animals. And that's one thing that, and so that happened, me thinking about Toby. The next moment I had was I was with some other women, and while we were all together, we were at someone's house and we'd all brought our lunches, and I watched my friend who I love dearly. She sat and talked about, and this is literally the kindest woman I know. She's just wonderful. But she said, I watch her and she's telling me how much she loves animals. And I'm not talking about my plant-based diet or anything like that. We're just having a conversation about whatever. And she just starts talking about her love of animals. And as she's telling me how much she just loves animals, she's eating her Sonic hamburger. And I remember thinking, you love animals so much, but you don't even see that you're eating them, that you caused harm to an animal by eating that animal right now. We just don't even see it. And so, and why would we see it? We live in a world where our animals come packaged the same as like pasta. You go to the grocery store, you go pick out your package. We're so far removed from how that animal got to the grocery store. It's not even on our radar. One of my favorite YouTube channels is a homesteader, and I share her content sometimes on my Instagram just because she just has the most beautiful little family. She's a mom of 7 kids and they homestead, which means that they grow their own animals and they grow their own fruits and vegetables, and that's what they live on, right? And so, and she's just wonderful. She's younger than me and has littler kids. But I just think they live a really beautiful life. And I'm fascinated by it because like I watched them raising, they put so much love and care into raising their chickens and they have cows and they raise these cows. And just this week on her Instagram story, she said, here's Betsy. This is our cow. And it's almost Betsy's time to leave us, but I reconcile that in my heart that Betsy's purpose was to be protein for my children, and she will have served her purpose when we let her go. So she's saying all these words, and I'm like, and I've watched her kids all love Betsy, and they all take care of Betsy the cow, and now they will kill Betsy, and then they will eat Betsy. Their awareness for them that they are eating animals is on such a different level than you and I going to the grocery store going to the graveyard section. Let's be honest about what it is. The graveyard section of the grocery store and buying our perfectly packaged dead animals to go home and eat. And that might sound really harsh, but that's okay. It's just, that's what it is. I said that the other day to my son. We were going through Costco, and for some reason, the Costco we were at, it was so busy on one end, and I always try not to go through the meat section. I just really have no interest in going through there anymore. I don't want to see all that. It just feels so disheartening to me. And so, but for some reason, this Costco, we had to go that way just because of whatever. And I'm like, oh, sorry, Sam, I don't love going through the graveyard anymore. And he's like, and my Sam doesn't have a lot of words, but this day he did. He's like, oh, Mom, that's so much. You're just so much. He kept saying that to me. And I'm like, Sam, that's just what it is. And that's how your mom thinks of it now. And I'm sorry if that's hard for you, but anyways, it was just funny. But it really is. Like, I don't enjoy going to that section of the grocery store. Because if we lived in a third world country, it wouldn't look like that, right? We would go to the little markets and there would be animals hanging and you would choose your animal and then you would take it home. We're so disconnected. And so I had that moment of knowing just how disconnected I used to be when I watched my friend express her love of animals and then eat her hamburger. I had the same moment while we were in Idaho on our trip. We got to be in a really fun parade. And my older kids had been at EFY at BYU. And so they missed the parade part. And then my sister was bringing them to me after EFY was over. So they got there just in time. They missed the parade, but they were going to get to do all the rest of the 4th of July stuff with us. And one of the things was we are all going to breakfast together. So we're at breakfast. We just got done with the parade, which my daughter and son didn't get to be in. So I wanted to show them there was this dancing horse. Like she wasn't, they weren't meant to dance. We just, there was a time when this parade stopped and something had happened. And so they had to stop and wait like 15 minutes before the parade started moving again. Cause we were actually in the parade. It was so fun. If you live in Pocatello, you guys know how to do 4th of July. So fun. So we, while we were waiting, there was a horse in front of us and the gal on the horse, our car, you know, our big van had music in it. Because we were walking with my husband's my son-in-law's company. We were walking with ICCU. Some of you know what that is. So we were walking with that company, and in their big company van, they had music. Well, the horse heard the music, and the lady riding the horse, she started doing two steps with the horse, and she would just do little things with her feet and command him, and he was totally doing line dancing, and it was the best thing ever, and I had to record it. So I loved it. This, you know, country music and a line dancing horse. It was the most fun thing to watch. So at breakfast, I want to show my daughter. So I like show her, look at the dancing horse. And she got so mad. She's like, you know what awful things they had to do and treat that horse to teach him those tricks? That is so awful, Mom. I can't even believe you were excited about that. Well, I hadn't even thought about any of that. I don't know if that's true or not, but I just turned to her and I said, we'd all already ordered our food. And I said, Hannah, did you order meat with your breakfast today? She said, yeah. And I said, that is awful. You killed an animal just so you could eat it today. That is awful. Like, but she hadn't even thought of that. Right? Because we're so disconnected. And so I started having God show me this connection of, these are my animals. I love them. They have souls. Like, I never knew that. It never even dawned on me. Because I would think, well, maybe I shouldn't eat meat. But dairy's fine because that doesn't like hurt the cow. But then when you start learning what happens, y'all, they have to take the milk from the mom. The calf can't have it. Excuse me. So what happens? The mom gives birth to her calf, to her baby, and they take that baby. And the dairy farmers would tell you, oh yeah, we don't let that mom have her baby even for 1 minute. And you say, why? And they'll say, oh, because if we take the cow right away, the cow and the mom will only cry for each other for 5 days. If we let them see each other, they'll cry for 2 weeks. And people that live around dairy farms will tell you they hear the crying. Like, why is that okay? Really? Just because we need to have milk so bad? It just, you start awakening to it. Like, that's horrible. That mom has mama instincts like I have mama instincts. She knows she gave birth. She knows there's life there. She knows she doesn't get to be with that life. Horrible. But we're all so disconnected from it. There's a reason why dairy farms aren't planted in the middle of like suburbia. when we travel to Utah, we haven't been traveling very long, maybe 3 or 4 hours. And I don't even know the town it's in, but there's a part where there's a huge cattle farm and there's hundreds of cows. And the smell, just the smell, has to give people cancer that live around there. I mean, it's just like my family, I can be completely asleep in the car and it will wake me up because it's so foul. And people live around that. It's just fascinating to me. I just never could see it before. And that's what's happening. When you stop eating the animals, you're open to the idea that maybe it's not okay to the degree of what we're doing, right? Like if we all could just raise our own animals and then that's the animals we ate, that would put everything back in proportion again, right? Like, and I don't even know that we should be doing that, but just the level of what we do now is so, it's too much and it causes problems, but I didn't know. So I just didn't know. And now I do. And now you do. And if this is feeling like icky to you, like, oh, I don't know. This is, you know, you might not be ready for the message yet. But there is an awakening that takes place. And I'm so grateful for it. It's okay. It's a good thing that I have started to see animals as animals. And when I eat meat, I see it as meat. And that happened to me this last May. So I have a beautiful son-in-law. I have two son-in-laws. I love them both. They're both wonderful. My one son-in-law, he actually lost his mom when he was in high school. She passed away May of his senior year. So she passed away right before he would have walked the stage at graduation. Just super, super sad for a young person to go through is to lose their mom. He lost her to cancer. Her name's Grace. Grace and I are friends. I've never met Grace physically, but I've absolutely met Grace spiritually. And I think she knows that I love her son. And I know that she knows I'm so grateful for the son that she raised. And I give her lots of credit for that. And because he's a wonderful dad and husband. So the reason I'm telling you all this is I was planning a trip. I was trying to go see my kids in May and my grandkids. So this son-in-law, Stephen, he and Michaela have my two grandbabies. So I was trying to go see them. They live in Pocatello, Idaho. So I'm trying to go see them. And I asked them about some dates to go. And my daughter got back to me and she said, "Hey, Mom, I don't know. Like, that's like when we're going to celebrate Grace's life that week, because what they do is ever since she passed away and since Michaela and Stephen have been married, they will celebrate her life on the day of her passing, and they will make her, she was a really good cook, she was Japanese, and they make her Japanese ribs with sweet and sour sauce, and they make this whole meal, but that's like the star. And she's like, "You know, we're going to eat that meal and you don't want to eat that. And we just want this about Stephen's mom." And I'm like, "Oh, no. I want to come. I want to celebrate Grace with you if Stephen wants me there. And I will eat her ribs. I absolutely will do that. I want to celebrate Grace." And she was like, "Oh, okay. Well, let me talk to Stephen." Anyway, so I got to go and I got to be there for that very special dinner where we celebrated his mom. And it was beautiful. And it was so good. She makes real, that sauce she puts on ribs is so good. But something happened that I had never really happened before is when I'm sitting there and the rack of ribs are laying in front of me. So the pig is laying in front of us. And I see that as a life that gave its life so that we could celebrate Stephen's mom's life and be part of this celebratory dinner. And I had so much gratitude for that animal. And when we said the prayer, I said my own little prayer, and I gave gratitude for that animal that died for us. Do you see the awakening? It can be so beautiful. It can be such a beautiful thing. And the last thing I want to address is I just want you to know that when I stopped eating carbs, I would miss carbs. I would be very sad I did not eat carbs anymore. And I lived that life. I would miss fruit. I wouldn't eat fruit. But in my plant-based journey, I have to tell you, I don't miss meat. I don't miss eating animals. I don't miss it. Sometimes I miss like having more fats because I can't have a lot of fat with my insulin resistance. I do sometimes miss that. Sometimes I think if I could just cook with oil, my life would be so much easier. I have all those thoughts. But that eating the animals, not so much. And I don't really even miss animal products. The only thing I miss is sometimes I would like to eat an egg. And sometimes I really like feta cheese. And those two things I kind of miss. But the actual buying meat, cooking meat, serving meat to my family, I haven't really missed that one day. And this past week, I got to have lunch with she actually is a podcast listener, Sue. Hi, Sue. I know she's listening. Sue was going to be in Dallas for a day, and she said, hey, Trish, would you meet me? I would love to meet you. And we've been kind of Instagram friends, and I said, oh, I would love it. So we went and had lunch together, and we talked about that. She's been plant-based for a year. It's really improved her health. And she said the exact same thing. I don't really miss meat. I don't miss it. And we kind of talked about that. And that kind of, I thought, ooh, I'm going to add that to this podcast. Isn't that fascinating? We just don't miss it. Where I did miss carbs. And it was so fun for me to get to start eating all the carbs again. So fun. So that, y'all, I don't know where you are. Whether you've been plant-based one day, 10 years. I don't know where you are on your journey. But I think you should celebrate wherever you're at. And then I think that if you've had a little bit of an awakening, I wanted this podcast to kind of give you the opportunity to kind of contemplate on your journey. And if you also have had an awakening and what that feels like to you, and be in a moment of gratitude for that and thank God for that awakening, because it's such a blessing. It's a blessing to be able to live as health code, and it's a blessing to be able to receive the blessings of health from the health code. It's awesome. It's so beautiful. All right, y'all. That's what I have today. I hope that as you eat plants and you do things differently than the world, that you'll see what a blessing it is. Because, goodness, it really, really is. All right. Have a great day. Have a great day. Have a great day. We'll see you next time. A few things before you go. If you have found that you need help on your journey of taking amazing care of yourself and loving the space you take up in the world, please, I would love for you to come join us in my monthly membership coaching program called Breathe. Breathe is a place where like-minded women come together and help one another. I help you by coaching you, and then I record that, and then other women will watch while you are helped. And then you watch other women when they're helped. And it's this community where women are helping women, and it's so beautiful. There's a lot of other perks when you're a Breathe member. So you receive coaching, you get to watch other women be coached, and then you also get to have access to any course that I provide. So right now, there's two courses in the membership. One is how to eat plant-based in 30 days without dieting. So if you're at the very beginning of your journey, that will help you so much. Now, if you're a little bit further along in your journey, you will probably love my course that is on self-care. And it's a self-care course that you take over 6 weeks. And it's a way for you to come home to yourself and start figuring out, what does love feel like for you? And this is a course that I usually offer just to a group coaching program, but now it's also offered in Breathe. Something else you'll have is you'll have this community of support. There'll be a private Facebook group that you can check in with. And remember, you're going to be seeing these other women be coached. So you will get to be, honestly, their best friends. It will be a wonderful community. And you know, sometimes when we eat plant-based and we try to leave diet culture, it's a little bit lonely. So that will be a wonderful support for you. The last thing, I provide weekly meal plans. I'm trying to think of everything I can to make this process of you loving you and you loving the space you take up in the world and you taking amazing care of yourself, to have all the tools for that. And one tool to simplify your life is a weekly meal plan with a grocery list. And that will also be available in Breathe. And all of that will be available on an easy app so that you can access it on your phone, and you can, it can be very user-friendly for you. So, come join me in Breathe. You remember, nothing in your life has to change for everything to change. And that's the work we do in Breathe. Have you come up for air?
Have you needed help to keep breathing? I got you. Come join us and breathe. Have you downloaded my free commitment planner? Okay, if you haven't, you totally need to. It's such an easy way for you to make and keep commitments to yourself and honor those commitments. Go to my Instagram account, and in the links in bio, there is an option there to download that for free. Totally go get that. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. If you're feeling like you're missing episodes, it's probably because you're not subscribed. So wherever you listen, you just subscribe and then they will make sure that you don't miss an episode. Also, are you part of my free Facebook group? If you're not, you should be. Come on over, share recipes with us, and it's just a really diet culture free place to enjoy being online. And last of all, have you left me a review? Reviews are really important because that's how other people find the podcast, is through a review. So wherever you listen, go ahead and leave me a review there so other people can get the help that they need through the podcast. All right, y'all are the best. Have the best day. See you next time.